their joys and their sorrows and what's going on in their lives, which is really awesome. And so three people came up and spoke to me about what's going on in their lives and you know, needs for prayer. But a couple of things people came and told me is yesterday it was the food bank drive. And some of you might have put out food, and it was picked up for the food bank, and 40,000 to 50,000 pounds of food was gathered yesterday. Which is awesome. And then Larry came up and told me he wanted to share something with this congregation, this celebration as well.
Just wanted to
move up to...
My greatest prayer has been answered. I asked Donna to marry me, and she said yes.
And everyone's invited to that party. Coming up in January. So part of parties is conversation, and you just had some conversation. I invited Candace to have a bit of a conversation with me today. Can't have a party without kids, can we?
No.
And we have some great kids here. So I wanted to ask Candace a few questions about what she does here and why she does it and what goes on. So I'm going to start, Candace, by asking you, first of all, tell us about our kids.
Okay, well... We have some amazing kids that join us. We have our kids ministry, which is usually about age 3 to about 12, and then we have our youth. We have a very large youth gathering that comes regularly. Since I've started, we've doubled in regular attendance. So we've gone to a massive group of kids, and we do all sorts of things, and they are amazing. They are funny, and they are smart, sometimes sassy. No.
All of them. We have sassy little kids here.
We have sassy little kids. But my favorite thing about all the kids is how kind they are. And they really are. Our youth always help out with our kids. Our kids help out with our other kids. And they're very caring about our adults and our kids. And so I'm very lucky that I have such a great group of kids to work with. Really.
In fact, I was talking to Candace earlier this week, and she just couldn't stop telling stories, actually, about the kids and what they did in Sunday school last week and whatever. Candace is very passionate about what she does. So tell me a little bit about what you actually do with the kids and what you do in youth forum and what you do in youth group and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so for our youth forum, we usually have, it's during our Sunday school hours, and we usually have a facilitator that comes in. We talk about all sorts of things. Last week we had a facilitator, and they came and they talked about, it was September 11th, so we came and we talked a little bit about September 11th and about religious extremism and how it comes in all sorts of faiths. And so that's one thing. Sometimes last June, Mel brought an obstacle course that all the kids had to do. Remember, you guys were shooting rubber bands and you had to knock over cans, and yes, it... Great competitiveness was brought out within the youth.
I hear you. Yes. Even go to the field house and play bubble soccer.
Yeah, so actually that's one of my favorite stories I have about the youth. And it was the first time we went to go play bubble soccer. And I thought, well, I'll just get in a bubble. I can't see what could go wrong. And so I got into a bubble, and I kind of started walking around. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I turn, and Alex Leggett is gunning for me, just gunning. And I know what's happening. So I gripped the inside of the bubble so tightly. And the next thing I knew, I was flying, like literally flying. I could see the ground below me, and I bounced and landed. And I sat there for a second, and I looked, and Daniel came from the other side. And so basically for about 5 minutes, I ping-ponged across the field. And, I mean, I'd lost my voice the next day from screaming and clinging to the inside of the bubble. And eventually I whipped out of it. And I remember Bev was there, and she said, "Are you eventually going to get out of the bubble?" And I said, "Yes, as soon as the screaming subsides." And so I slid out and ran. And the new rule is Candace doesn't get in the bubble soccer anymore. Nope, no more. No more. That's the new rule. But I love them anyways.
Sounds like fun. Candace is one of the most passionate people I know. Of course, she's going into teaching, but why do you love what you do? Why do you love it?
Well, I think the thing that I love the most is that, well, the bubble soccer story is the great example, is no matter how much I give, I find I get back 20-fold with the kids. Mm-hmm. I find that... their kindness, I am constantly inspired by them. They bring such great clarity into what's really important. And I truly believe that it's God's blessing that I get to be here. So it's an honor for me to be here, to be with them.
That's cool. Last week she was telling me about Corbin being in church and how much she enjoyed Corbin coming back. And so that's very cool. What would you like to see for the future of the church, for our kids, our youth, our church?
Right. So the one thing that I noticed with the youth, and it's one of the initiatives I'm trying to take on with our kids ministry, is that I noticed the connection the youth have. And they've built that connection with each other through being in Sunday school and coming to church regularly. And they are so close to this day that they can confide in each other and be together, and they want to be together. And that was the one comment that I got from all the planning that I do, was that we just want to be together. We just want to be with each other. And so I think what I would want to see is a whole new generation of children coming up into our church that have that same level of connection and that same need to want to be together, because it really does promote and create healthy life balance for kids when they have those connections with people other than their family and other than their...
Now, you changed the program a little bit for children and youth ministry, or children and youth forum this year. And I think you were thinking even greater connection, right?
Yes.
Greater connection with other people. So what were you planning on doing this year?
So this year, you might have seen it in your announcements, there's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board, is an initiative I call It Takes a Village. So we had quite a few guests that would come into our kids' ministry, and I noticed that they were doing really, really well. So, for example, Dean Salter comes and reads from his book, and then we do an activity based on Michael Moose. We also have had April Jordan come in, and she creates wonderful programs, and we learned our conflict resolution, our stop, pray, and walk away that we still use to this day. Sometimes I still use it on my own. And we just had so many great speakers that came in and shared so much, and I noticed that there was a real connection between the speakers and who are also members of our church and the children. And I started to think about it, and I started doing some research within the United Church of Canada. And it's one of their main values, is to create connection with the people of their community. And so I thought, well, we're missing out because we're only getting a small group of people that are sharing their talents and their resources with us. And the kids are really missing out on a church community that I know has a vast array of things to share with our children.
Who here could help you in kids ministry?
Anyone. So we've had some really great guests come in, and they've brought their own variety of talents. So Carol Keane came in, she's a painter, and we did a whole group painting with all of us kids. April brought in some of her resources as a social worker. Dean brought his book in. We have a number of people that have brought in really great resources. I also had Wendy, she's been a long-term volunteer with us, and she did an awesome Easter program with the kids for our Easter Sunday. So we are really lucky.
Food bank,
we did, yep. Mary Willis comes in and she talks about the food bank, and we started our youth food drive based on the talk she gave. So we've had quite a few great speakers come in, but I know that we could have more. And so I'm just asking anyone within the congregation who has something they want to share. And it doesn't have to be something amazing. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to come in and teach the kids, because the kids are so gracious and they really just want to connect and want to learn. So they will take a lot of different talents and that we can share.
So if you have something that you want to share, a talent, a gift, drumming. Maureen has done drumming,
yes.
Or talk about your culture, or talk about your background, or talk about policing, or talk about all kinds of things.
Great.
And if you don't really want to help out in kids' ministry, come and preach and I'll go up. I do love working with the kids and with the youth. I really enjoy that. So if you can help out, Candace is looking. It takes a village. It really does. And we committed at our and when our kids are baptized, that we are the ones who will help these kids be our spiritual kids. So if you have something to share, I think Rachel was talking about food, you know, anything like that, come and talk about it with the kids. Why would we want to get involved?
Well, I think, like you mentioned, we do make a vow when our children are baptized that we as a community will support them. We support them with their development of faith, with their education. And so I think that's definitely one reason. But the other reason is that we have awesome kids that are really, really great. And they're so funny. They make me laugh every day. I have to share a story from kids' ministry that I had. It was probably maybe my sixth or seventh Sunday that I had been here, so I hadn't been here very long. And it was just one of those Sundays, and we have them once in a while, where the kids are just crazy. It was spring fever, and so everyone was just running around, and it was really crazy. And I ran to go pick something up, and I tripped, and I fell, and I flew across the Sunday school room, landed on my stomach. The kids are running around, and Jackson, one of our regulars, stops and goes, "It's getting really crazy in here." And it made me just pause and realize, because I was starting to get frustrated, but then I just realized that, it's okay for things to be crazy. So we don't have to have super structured programs. If you want to take the kids out and play, if you want to do anything, it's just more about creating connection and introducing the children to adults within our church community that they need to meet.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that you have more fun up there than we have here?
Yes.
Okay, we're done.
I do. Sorry.
I think they have fun as well. So.
Thanks,
Candace. Thanks for sharing. You want to stay up here?
Oh, you want me to stay up here?
Yeah,
all right.
Stay up here
just
for a second.
Getting ready to leave.
Yeah. I dismissed you.
Okay.
No. We're going to do some ministry covenanting for this year. Normally what I'll do is I'll covenant with the teachers and the kids, and I realized I was going about it a little bit backwards. Is Julie here? Where's Julie? And Betty Lou will be up in a sec. We often covenant with Sunday school teachers and the kids for the coming year, and I realized that's not the way we should be doing it. We should all be covenanting together to do the work of the church in a year. We do a little segment, and then we miss out on everybody else. So we're going to do some covenanting this today with everybody. Jesus, speaking of the kingdom of God, said that just as you do it to one of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Or he said, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of these, you didn't do it to me. We all have times in our lives when we are the least of these and need to be cared for. And that's why we're called the church. As a community of believers, and more importantly, doers, who are sometimes the least of these, and at all times are called to care for the least of these, so that God's dream for the world might be proclaimed to the world. If that is even possible, to tend to the world, to change the world, it will come through all of us. Flawed, broken, blessed human beings who just happen to hope that the world can be a better place than it seems to be right now. So today, as we come together to celebrate and anticipate this coming church year, I invite all of you who call the church your spiritual home to stand as you are able and join with me in covenanting together to be and do the work of the church. Dean, Julie, I invite you to stand, yep, as you're able.
Will you offer your time, talent, and resources to do the work of the community of faith so that together we might build the church and its people for the purpose of supporting each other and going out into the world to serve in God's name?
Do you promise to do your best to offer a listening ear, a helping hand, or any other assistance needed, so that all in this community might know that as a family, we are here for one another and will offer support for the building of relationships that sustain us in the good and the difficult times?
We promise. Yes.
Will you come together to meet with each other and worship on a regular basis, joining our voices in prayer, praise, and communion as we seek to relate to the God of our understanding?
We will.
You commit to sharing your wisdom, your gifts, your prayers, and your time to the work of teaching, supporting, and encouraging the young people of this congregation as you carry out the promises you make at baptisms in this community.
We do.
Will you listen, learn from, and love to the best of your ability this community and all who gather together in this house of God And will you share your wisdom, gifts, prayers, and time with this community of faith so that we may all benefit from what you offer?
For the young people?
For the young people.
Do we, together as God's people, called and commissioned by our baptism and by faith, agree to seek justice, resist evil, and walk humbly before God, recognizing that God loves all people and desires for each one of us the abundant life taught and modeled for us by Jesus the Christ?
We do.
Let's pray. In this place and in this time, we commit to being an expression of your love in the world, O God. We join our hearts, hands, and voices together so that the world may know that we follow the way of Jesus and seek to be healers in a broken world, teachers of another way, and advocates of justice for all. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Stay standing. We're going to sing together, Like a